Logan's deputy and best friend, Woodrow Shaw, Woody, ran into the office as if he were being chased, struggling to catch his breath. "Whoa, Woody, who's chasing you?" Woody leaned back against the office door, panting and gasping. "The stagecoach to San Antonio has been attacked." "What?" Logan grabbed his gun belt and slung it on. "Old man Jenkins just rode in," Woody explained between breaths. "He saw the whole thing, but he isn't well enough to help the passengers, so he rode here as fast as he could. He said the passengers were hurt and needed help." Woody paused. "I'm going with you."
"No. Fetch Doc Fletcher. Bring him to the scene. My sister's on that stage."
Logan dashed out the door and onto his horse. He raced down the trail the stage had taken to San Antonio, praying the whole time. A strict churchman, he'd been taught to believe in God and pray. He rode about 4 miles before he came to the scene, feeling sick to his stomach at the sight that met his eyes. Once he'd calmed his nausea, he jumped from his horse and raced to the stage. The coach was on its side with the curtains blowing through the window. Both the driver and the assistant were lying on the ground, face down. The luggage had been rummaged through and their contents strewn about. Logan ran to the passenger's door and yanked it open. The first person he saw was his darling sister. He felt for a pulse in her neck, and he let out a cry of pain. "Dear God, no," he said when he realized his beloved baby sister was dead. He turned her head slightly to see a bullet hole in her temple. He pulled her out, kissed her on the cheek, and lay her on the ground, covering her with a shawl lying near the coach. Logan went back to the stage. The people inside looked as if they were all jumbled together. An elderly man was lying on top of the pile of bodies. Logan turned him over to find he also had a bullet hole through his head. He pulled him out and laid him on the ground beside his beloved Catherine. Next, he pulled out the elderly lady, who had a bullet hole in her chest. She still had a faint heartbeat, so he placed her on her back and tried to talk to her. But her breathing was shallow, and she remained silent. He put her beside the elderly man before dragging the second man out. He was also dead, having taken a bullet through his eye. He went back in for Beatrice, whose body was being lifted toward him by the girl beneath her. Logan grabbed Beatrice, giving the girl under her no more than a brief glance in the process. Beatrice had a bullet hole to her neck, and she was also dead. Poor, sweet Beatrice. Logan felt guilty he hadn't shown her more attention while she was visiting. He felt vomit building in his throat, and he went into the bushes to let it out. Logan felt as if he were going to pass out. He felt dizzy, nauseated, and sweaty, and he tried to shake it off. He had work to do.